I mean, it's, Todd, we get rumors about what people are going to do when they leave the White House all the time, right?
It's pretty normal.
Yeah, exactly. So we know Hillary Clinton has said she doesn't want to run for president in 2012. But we've also heard that she may not want to be Secretary of State again. So now we get this rumor that says she may leave her job next year to become head of the World Bank. Now, the White House very quickly tried to say that none of these rumors are true, but Reuters is sticking by its story. What do you think, Todd? You're in Washington all the time.
Yeah.
And have you heard these rumors?
I've heard them billowing up, and now there's reports this morning that she is in talks with the World Bank. And, you know, a lot of the discussion centers around what is Hillary Clinton going to do, not between now and 2012, but between now and 2016. Nobody really believes, I'm not inside her head, of course, nobody really believes that Hillary Clinton has no more aspirations to be president. She has said no Secretary of State in a second Obama term if he wins one. So the question is, what does she do over the next 4 years that fits her stature and keeps her in position to be on the world stage? So maybe this is it.
Yeah, one may never know, although a World Bank after Secretary of State would definitely make her an incredibly strong candidate. Nobody would say unprepared about Hillary Clinton, right?
No, well, they couldn't. She's got credentials all over the map. I think that's part of the point.
Right. Well, right now, Hillary Clinton is in Zambia. She's taken a brief tour of Africa. And that kind of leads us in an oblique way to another story we're looking at, which is one that is potentially able to save lives, and that is Coca-Cola in Africa. We're not talking about the drink in this particular case. We're talking about one of the best, most efficient distribution networks in the world, which is Coca-Cola. You can get a bottle of Coke anywhere in Africa. I don't know if you've ever been, Todd, but that is literally true.
Celeste,
you can go anywhere.
I have been. I've been in the wilds of Mali and in the interior of Senegal and other places, and you're exactly right. The one thing you can always get is a glass bottle of Coke, a Fanta, and a Sprite. It doesn't matter where you are, and it's amazing.
Right. It's like the beginning of the movie, The Gods Must Be Crazy. But
yeah.
The idea is that perhaps that distribution network could actually be used to distribute drugs that fight things like HIV and malaria. And joining us right now is Simon Berry, the founder of Cola Life. Good morning. And explain to us how this would work.
Good morning. Yes, well, you've pointed out one fact, that you can virtually get a Coca-Cola anywhere in the world. Yet in some of the poorer parts of the world where you can still get Coca-Cola, there's a huge problem of child mortality. When I worked in Zambia more than 20 years ago, it was one in five before five. That's one in five children not making it to their fifth birthday. I think the figure now is one in seven, which is still incredibly high. And so I put the fact that you've just mentioned, that you can get Coca-Cola everywhere, with the fact that there's this requirement to do something about this dreadful level of child mortality. And the idea came to me, well, why can't we put simple medicines into Coca-Cola crates so that they get to exactly the same places that Coca-Cola gets to?
So, I mean, how is Coca-Cola's cooperation on this? Are they open to the idea?
Yes, it's been a long process. I floated the idea. As I said, I had the idea more than 20 years ago, but that was in a time when we didn't have a phone. We had no postal service. We were up in northeast Zambia. So sharing the idea was virtually impossible. In fact, I failed in that regard. And then two or three years ago, I put the idea up on Facebook, and it sort of gathered a life of its own. And from the very early stages, we've been in dialogue with Coca-Cola. The point that they made is that, you know, they're not experts in this field. They can't do this alone. But they've been talking to us now for about 3 years.
Well, we're speaking with Simon Berry. He is the founder of Cola Life, and they're hoping to use Coca-Cola's distribution network in Africa to distribute drugs that fight malaria and possibly HIV. And Simon, Coca-Cola's right that distributing a bottle of Coke is very different than distributing a drug that requires pretty specific temperatures, pretty specific handling in order for it to remain viable. So how do you solve that?
Well, sort of fortunately, in a way, the second biggest killer of children in developing countries is dehydration from diarrhea, which requires very, very simple medicines to treat. It's basically a mixture of sugar and salt. And these are very resistant to high temperatures and are able to survive the journey in the crate, just like Coca-Cola does. So we won't be able to use this channel for vaccines or anything that requires refrigeration. But actually, as I said before, the second biggest killer is dehydration from diarrhea, and this is treated by very, very simple drugs.
Sugar.
And our idea is that we've come up with this package that fits between the crated bottles, in between the necks of the bottles, and that's going to be configured as a diarrhea treatment kit.
That's Simon Berry, founder of Cola Life, speaking to us from England about his idea that may possibly use the Coca-Cola distribution network in Africa to distribute drugs there that fight both HIV and malaria. Although sugar and salt, that sounds like the ingredients of Coca-Cola. Simon, thank you very much.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.